There's been a lot of focus on polling places leading up to this election. And in some cities, that includes supporting voters who don't speak English very well. Often, there are gaps between the need for translation and interpretation at the polls and what has to be provided under federal law. Keystone Crossroads' Emily Previty reports.
Normally, I get off 5 o'clock every day, so it doesn't matter if it's election or not.
For Cesar Liriano, elections have been hectic for most of the 9 years he's lived in the city of Lebanon. Presidentials are craziest, but he's busy during the lower turnout local and gubernatorials, too.
So I get on, as soon as they open the poll, I go and vote with my wife, and then I get prepared to be running from one poll to another place.
Lebanon's known for its sizable Latino community, so the city has translated ballot materials and interpreters at some polling places, but it's not a requirement under federal law. Basically, the government looks at the number of eligible voters with limited English proficiency who speak the same language. If it hits 10,000 or 5% of eligible voters, translation and interpretation requirements are triggered. Population thresholds are calculated at the county level. In Pennsylvania, 3 counties meet it, in each case for Spanish: Berks, Lehigh, and Philadelphia. That leaves a gap in places like Lebanon.
I think that the law works for the majority, and I guess that's appropriate in a lot of ways. More people feel like it's appropriate.
That's Hazel Diaz. She coordinates volunteers for the Lebanon Democratic Committee. In her home city, 12% of eligible voters have limited English proficiency and speak Spanish. Countywide, it's just 3%, comfortably under the federal threshold. It's a similar situation in 19 municipalities in Pennsylvania.
We have people on city council that have won by 11 votes. So every vote does really count.
Some of the volunteers Diaz is working with will be called on to interpret should the need arise on election day. Jerry Vadamala is director of the Democracy Program at the Asian American Legal Defense and Education Fund. He says having people who are associated with the political party serve as translators at polls can be problematic.
And we've seen this in numerous elections. They oftentimes will be persuaded, or through language barriers, the person that's assisting, that is partisan, will oftentimes choose candidates that the voter themselves did not want to choose.
Vadamala prefers Lebanon County's other method of increasing bilingual support: recruiting students from the city's public high school.
That is a wonderful idea. That would be one of the best ways to eliminate almost all of the problems that we've encountered and observed in the last several elections.
Even in the 3 counties where federal law requires language support, officials and advocates acknowledge guidelines aren't fully specific, just say that reasonable steps must be taken. There's general agreement that ballots and voting machines must offer translations, for example, but there is still ambiguity about how to facilitate communication when there's a language barrier between poll workers and voters. Emily Previty, Keystone Crossroads.